Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 47 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today's episode, I will talk about stimming and autism. Children with autism struggle due to sensory processing issues. They have difficulty in self-regulation. Sensory processing becomes a challenge for them every day. In sensory processing disorder, a person does not respond normally to sense of smell, texture, sounds. To begin with, let's talk about our senses. We all know about 5 senses, but do you know we have 8 senses in total? We have 3 hidden senses, which are vestibular sense, proprioceptive sense, and interoception sense. Many children with autism struggle with these 3 hidden senses. What is stimming? Stimming is self-stimulatory behaviors which involve repetitive actions, movements, or noises. We all stim. It's not specific to autism. But in people with autism, stimming serves as a self-regulation tool which helps in self-regulation by blocking too many sensory stimuli. Individuals with autism struggle with sensory information. They can be hypersensitive or overreactive or hyposensitive or underreactive to sensory input. The amount of stimming an individual engages in varies from person to person. Hand flapping, flicking fingers, rocking, visual stimulation, which involves looking through peripheral vision, toe walking, mouthing objects, making sounds with their mouths are all examples of stimming which autistic children or adults might engage in. Stimming helps them to be calm, focused, as it reduces sensory overload. Children with autism struggle with vestibular sense, which is our sense of balance. They might engage in rocking, swinging or spinning to get vestibular input. The sense of proprioception is our body awareness sense. It tells us where our bodies are in space and how different body parts are moving. Engaging in activities of pushing, pulling, climbing helps in developing proprioceptive sense which children or adults with autism struggle with. Stimming is not a bad thing. As long as it helps the child in self-regulation, it feels good to them. Stimming helps individuals with autism in calming down. It serves a purpose. If you are self-regulated, it improves your overall health. You feel good. Stimming should not be stopped as long as it is used for self-regulation. Some stimming behaviors can be harmful to the autistic individual and the child and people around them. It also might interfere in learning. In such cases, an intervention has to be put in place right away to prevent these individuals from hurting themselves or others. A BCBA, which is board certified behavior analyst, and an occupational therapist trained in sensory processing can help you with it. We should understand the causes of stimming because stimming is not exclusive to autism. It is important not to discourage your autistic child stimming unless it is harmful to them or others. These behaviors are calming to your child. Redirect unacceptable ones. Do not try to eliminate stimming behaviors as they might be replaced with a new stimming behavior. Stimming behaviors change throughout the autistic individual's life. So I hope in today's podcast episode helped you to understand what is stimming and the importance of stimming for your child with autism. If you like my podcast, leave me a review and a rating in Apple Podcast, Spotify, or Good Pods. This will help my podcast to reach more autism parents. Follow me on Instagram at Autism Family Story or Facebook at Autism Family Story, as I share lots of important tips and strategies which you can use to help your child with autism without overwhelm. I would like to thank you for listening to my podcast and for your continued support. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism, who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.